It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron's Tree is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep our listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on in Roxborough and Person County. Good morning, LeBron. How you doing?
Good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Now, LeBron, you got a bass fishing tournament coming up, correct?
That is correct, Rob. It is the second Saturday, and we've been having successful tournaments every second Saturday, February through June. Well, February got canceled because of the ice storm, but March and April, we had two successful ones, and we're looking for another successful bass tournament this upcoming Saturday, May the 8th at Mayo. The boats this month, we will leave at 6:30 because it's a lot lighter now. We've been leaving at 7, but this month we will leave at 6:30. $75 entry fee and $10 for the big fish. Please come on out and get in the tournament, Rob. The fish have been biting. It was a big tournament that this past weekend. And I know I seen, I think the winning weight was like 19 pounds. So the fish are still out there, Rob. They're still biting. So if you don't have anything to do, come on out this weekend and participate in the tournament. If you never participated in the tournament, come on out and watch the weigh-in. The weigh-in will be at 3 o'clock. And look at those big fish. I had a guy tell me Saturday, Rob. He said, I didn't know that many fish was in this lake. Oh, I didn't know a fish was that size in this lake. And he was sitting there literally watching them weigh-in. He was amazed. And he fishes the lake.
Right.
So, you know, just come on out to the weigh-in at 3 o'clock. And watch if you have nothing to do. Again, we do have our bass tournament this Saturday at Mayo. Give us a call at 597-7806.
Mayo Park is located 1013 Neal Store Road. That is actually the location of the Education and Environment Building. You can call 336-597-7806 for more information. That Mayo Park, you will find a nature trail, disc golf course, some people call it frisbee golf.
That's correct.
You'll also find horseshoe pits, modern bathroom facilities, a playground, picnic shelters, cabins. They have tent sites and also RV hookups. LeBron, I'm going to ask the question, but I think I know what the answer is. Do you have any open spots for camping Memorial Day weekend?
As far as camping, we do not have any camping spots available. I just worked something out the other day, so I know for a fact we don't have any camping spots, but I know I do have two small cabins and I think one large cabin off the top of my head, only because somebody canceled last week on me and they haven't been filled as of yesterday. But like I tell people, I had somebody the other day, Rob, say, you know, I want a camping spot, and I said, that's fine, you know, I'm gonna call back. When they call back, it got taken. So as of right now, I know we do have a few cabins available, but no camping spots. This past weekend, Rob, was a beautiful weekend. I had no camping spots at all. We were 100% full. This weekend, we're about 90% full, but the weekend hasn't got here yet, so I'm pretty sure we will fill up between now and then. Again, I tell people all the time, please look at your calendars and go ahead and book ahead, plan ahead, because and also, Rob, I had a guy call me Saturday and wanted to come camping Saturday. Those days of just calling me the day of are long gone
long
in the
gone,
past.
Yeah.
So please just give us a call and plan ahead to come camping with us and get you a camping spot.
So with that, we'll say log on to personcounty.net and you can click on the Mayo link or call 336-597-7806. Or if you need information about the Parks and Rec Department in general, call 336-597-1755. That is your phone number to the office of the Parks and Rec Department. And you can also stop by the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, located in beautiful Uptown Roxborough. They're open 1 to 5, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturdays. And that number is 336-597-1709. We'll be back with more Playing in Person coming up in a few minutes. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. LeBron, you know, one thing that we need to pass along to our listening audience, although we always try to let them know about it, but just sometimes I guess it's a good way to refresh their memory, is here in Roxborough and Person County, we have walking tracks where no matter what part of the county you're in, within a 10 to 15 minute drive, you can be at one or more of the walking tracks. There you will find Some of them have playground equipment. But if you want to get out and take a leisurely walk, whether it's early in the morning, midday, late in the afternoon, it's your choosing. Or you can also walk up at Mayo Park or walk the nature trail at Mayo Park. LeBron, you said something about some information going on in athletics.
Something going on, you know, in the Parks and Rec department, with athletics, with Mayo, with trips. With that being said, Rob, you know, it's almost summertime, and you know, May is here, so we do have summer camp registration open right now. If your kid's looking for something to do this upcoming summer, somewhere to go, something to do this summer, sign them up for the Parks and Rec summer camp program. Again, registration is open now. This program has been going on many years, and every year it's a huge success. So please just call 597-1755 or go by the main office to sign up or get more information about upcoming summer camp registration for this upcoming summer.
That's 336-597-1755. Or you can call Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. Also, you'll find tennis courts at the Huck Sansbury Complex and Person High School. So if you're one that enjoys tennis, take advantage. LeBron, it's no charge to use the tennis courts, is it?
No, Rob. It's 100% free to use the tennis courts, as Rob stated. When he is at Huck Sansbury and at the high school, they are lights on them. So, yes, please take advantage of these tennis courts while they're there. They are very nice also, Rob.
Also, we'll make mention that, again, if you're thinking about camping anytime at Mayo Park, don't delay. Book your reservations ASAP, because they fill up really quick. LeBron, I know in interviews past, you have said that you have, you know, people that book reservations 1 year or maybe 2 years in advance. So if you've got a particular date for, say, maybe 2023 that you know you want to go camping, call them at Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. It's the Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep our listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. LeBron, you mentioned youth tennis lessons.
Yes, Rob. As the break before, we were talking about having different tennis courts how it's two different tennis courts in the county, one at Huck Sansbury and one at the high school. So, yes, if you are a youth age, we do offer tennis lessons that will start on May the 19th. So youth tennis lessons will begin on May the 19th. So start off young and learn the basic skills, learn the rules of the game. And if something interests you, these skills will help you out. Just simply give us a call at 597-1755 for more information or to sign up for youth tennis lessons starting May the 19th.
Now, LeBron, as far as any sporting activities, is it the opportunity for people to sign up and register now?
Yes, Rob. We do have youth kickball sign-ups going on right now. Registration for youth kickball is also through May the 19th. Ages 5 through 15 is the ages for youth kickball. So, again, just simply give us a call at 597-1755 for more information to get signed up for youth kickball. It's not the adult kickball league yet. These are just, again, the youth ages 5 through 15, Rob.
So 336-597-1755 for more information or log on to personcounty.net. Now, LeBron, I'm going to just ask a crazy question. With things kind of opening up, due with the COVID-19 restrictions loosening up a little bit, if someone wants to use a picnic shelter, at Mayo Park. Is that permissible?
It's 100% permissible. The way I pick the shelters with Rob, they're on a first-come, first-served basis. So I see a lot of people, Rob, they'll get there early in the mornings, say at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they'll put, you know, tablecloths on the picnic tables or do whatever to make it seem, you know, somebody's got a rent and they'll come back later on that day and that shelter is theirs. That is permissible to do that. However, if you're planning something, I wouldn't recommend that. Just simply come by and pay us. It does cost a very small fee just to 100% reserve it. So if you want to reserve it and guarantee it's yours, just give us a call, swing by, or, you know, just let us know that you want to reserve it, and the way to reserve it is a small fee. But if you don't want to reserve it, I see so many people, Rob, they get there 8 o'clock in the morning. It's funny, put the grill out, put stuff down to make it seem like, and then they come back later in the afternoon and have their event there, which is 100% permissible. If it's reserved, you will know it's reserved because we do put signs and posters up saying, hey, this shelter is reserved on this day. So that's how that works at Mayo, Rob. We do have a good four shelters to choose. We have a good four shelters to choose from. I'm out there. One is at the boat ramp. One is in the campground, and two is right behind the office. So come on out if you're looking for a good picnic or have a good time outside with us.
So that's not bad, LeBron. I mean, you know, to ensure that you will have that particular shelter to use whenever you want it, it's only $25. To reserve it, and that way you will know and be sure that it will be available. 336-597-7806 for more information about Mayo Park. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. All right, LeBron, you said you had something else you wanted to make mention of before we kind of do a rewind and recap.
Yes, Rob, we do have the Adult Women's Softball League. That's registration is open for that also. Again, this is the Adult Women's Softball League. Registration is open now until May the 19th. So please sign up for it. Get your crew together. Get your girls together. Get a team together, because if we don't have enough teams, Rob, unfortunately, we cannot, you know, have it. So please get signed up for it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Just simply give us a call at 597-1755 for more information or to get signed up for the Adult Women's Softball League. But the registration must be complete by May the 19th.
Again, as LeBron said, go ahead and get signed up, because they want to do everything that they can to ensure that they have enough team signed up to go ahead with it. So they don't want to get your hopes up and then it not work out. So encourage as many people as you know of to get out and play, and they would have a fun time doing just that. Wouldn't you agree, LeBron?
I definitely would totally agree, Rob. I see so many disappointments. You know, seeing it happen, people, we didn't have enough people sign up for. So please, it's very imperative that we get as many teams as we can to sign up for Adult Women's Softball League that's coming up this upcoming summer. But registration ends May the 19th.
336-597-1755. Now, LeBron, tell us again about the bass fishing tournament.
Yes, Rob. So this is our bass fishing tournament in May. This is our third one for the year. Our registration is open now. I will be there probably about 4:35 on Saturday morning. The boats will leave at 6:30 this month, not 7. We usually leave at 7, Rob, but it's light, you know. So it's light enough now at 6:30, so we will promptly leave at 6:30 on this Saturday. $75 entry fee and $10 for the big fish. Come on out and have a good time. The fish are biting this past weekend. It was a big tournament there with some nice weigh-ins that went on this past weekend. So come on out and support this tournament or whatever. This is third time. We have one more left every second Saturday in June will be the last one until October. So come on out and, again, support this tournament and have a great time at Mayo Lake.
LeBron, time is marching on for sure, isn't it?
That is 100% correct.
Now, LeBron, I know we've talked a little bit about you've got a lot of bookings and reservations for RV camping. But now, if someone wants to camp, say, maybe Tuesday through Thursday,
yes,
You could probably work that out pretty much about just about any time, correct?
Just about, Rob. Yes. I call people my weekend warriors, and what I mean by that is a lot of times people, Rob, they'll get down Friday through Sunday or Thursday through Sunday. Those are my weekend warriors. But during the weekend, like this past weekend, we were 100% full because people came on Friday and left on Sunday. Now during the week, we're just about always open. You could just about show up. I had a couple show up yesterday from Maine. They were traveling through. They called me. They was in Chatham, Virginia. Said, "Hey, we need somewhere to camp." And I said, "Just come on." So we have people from all over. But during the week, you can just about show up. It will just about be you and maybe two or three other campers out there. So yes, during the week, you can just about have your pickings of what you want. Now during some of the prime spots, some of our popular spot camping sites that people like, they're kind of hard to get now, at least through August. I know a lot of sites are booked now through August, our prime sites. So again, book ahead. I highly encourage you to book ahead. But if you want to come out there and have a peace and quiet, and it's very peaceful and quiet on the weekends also, but if you just want to just show up during the week, that's definitely permissible. You have a higher chance of getting just about the spot you want during the week. And when I say during the week, Sunday through Thursday versus the weekends.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up for this Tuesday edition of Playing in Person. We appreciate the Parks and Rec Department staff for doing what they do. And thank you, LeBron.
My pleasure. You all listeners have a great day.